FM 90.3 WJTL 9 Lashes with their tune Heartbeats. Before that, we heard Bold by Ledger and Deeper Than Deep by Jonathan Cain. His may sound familiar. He was from a little band called Journey. Your time now is 7:19, and your weather forecast for today, partly sunny, high 73. Yes, 73. You're hearing that correctly for November 1st. Tonight, showers, possible thunderstorms, low 63. Friday, mostly cloudy, showers, maybe a thunderstorm again, high 68. Saturday, fall comes back, mostly cloudy, chance of showers, high 56. Sunday, sunny, high 55. Your current temperature is 52, and it's 7:19.
Our very special guest, Gwen Didden, is with us. She's the Executive Director of Faith Friendship Ministries. Good morning again, Gwen.
Good morning.
Great to have you here.
Thank you.
You have such a lovely smile.
Thank
you. Bring
you.
Sunshine to the studio. Thank you for doing
that.
You told us earlier about Faith Friendship Ministries and how you guys minister to those who are homeless, those who are in need of places to stay, those who are facing a lot of challenges in their life. And you must have a lot of great stories about how God has worked through your ministry.
I do, and I just want to say share sort of a fun story of last year.
Sure.
As we know, this is extra give season, and I know every nonprofit in Lancaster County is on the extra give wagon, including Faith Friendship. So I just went last year. It was so fun. I would say about 2 months before extra give, I had just moved to this community, just started at Faith Friendship, and I learned our van had literally, it was a very old van, and literally the floor began to you could see the street through the floor.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
I was so afraid I was going to lose one of our family members while driving.
Yeah.
So we knew we had to replace the van, and we wanted something that they had a higher ceiling so they could step in and, the whole thing. So we set a goal. We've not always been a big player in extra give, but we set a goal to be able to replace this van. Well, God showed up. We exceeded the goal, $45,000 plus.
Wow.
It was amazing. We were able to get one of the Ford Transit with the real high ceilings. Well, what cracked me up was I drive the van in, we park it in the lot, and one by one, all the guys started coming out, kicking the tires, wanting to know the mileage, wanting to hear the radio, wanting to sit in the seat, how these doors open. I mean, it was so cute. And I thought, they don't have driver's licenses for the most part. They can't afford their own vehicles. They're low income. This is truly their community
vehicle.
And they wanted to know all about it.
Yeah.
So the bowling team rides in style every Tuesday to the bowling alley.
Nice.
They love it. It is so much fun. And we're able to do so many more outings with our family members because we can fit more in. I don't worry about anybody falling out on the street.
Right.
It was good stuff.
What a blessing.
Yes.
And once again, you guys are involved in
Absolutely.
Extraordinary Give.
Yes, yes. And this year, our goal, we would love to exceed the goal of $45,000. We actually own a home. Part of our home was built in the 1800s. It was actually the Mountville Hospital, town hospital.
Yeah.
So as you can imagine, there's a lot of upkeep, a lot of repair, a lot of deferred maintenance. And so because our residents are on a fixed income, we're on a fixed budget. So things like this make a total difference for us. We would like to do some upgrades to that very old but historic building that we own.
And again, they can just look for Faith Friendship Ministries at Extraordinary Give.
Yes.
And I understand this is going to be the first year you're going to be involved in Gifts That Give Hope.
Yes, I'm so excited. I had no idea about anything like this until I was invited in. And I am psyched to do this. December 8th is what they call the Alternative Gift Fair. So
yeah.
We are part of that. And you can, in lieu of giving just those things that we give to people that we can't find after a month or you have to regift, you get a chance to give an experience of hope for our residents.
Yeah, make sure you stop by and see Gwen there. I think Elisa's going to be there.
Yes.
She's usually there every year. Faith Friendship Ministries, located in Mountville. If you want more information about what they're doing or you want to get involved, faithfriendship.org.
Yes.
Gwen, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
It's always lovely to see you.
Thank you so much.
Have a great rest of your day. Enjoy all your meetings.
Thank you.
Your time is 7:23. Let's get back to the music. This is Dave Pettigrew.